Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Maya 9kg Male Masturbator Female Torso Sex Toys for Men from Sohimi.
Okay, so this is the Maya torso, and as you can see, this is one of those torsos which is designed to fit perfectly a anime body pillow waifu. So you have different levels of torso dolls. You have ones which are life size. You have ones which are scaled down a bit. And then you have ones which fit these anime body pillows. And these body pillows are not life size. They're 150 centimeters. That's just the size of these body pillows. And the images on these body pillows are scaled down in order to fit on the pillowcase. So here, I'll just do like a little sweeping kind of thing. So the image on this body pillow goes from the top. You can see Celestina's head and arm all the way down to her feet. Okay, so you have the complete body scaled down in order to fit on a 150 centimeter anime body pillow. So just be aware, this is not life size at all. This is actually pretty small, but if you have an anime body pillow waifu, this is actually perfectly to scale to the image on the pillowcase. If you want to get a life-size torso, you might have to use some perspective to make it look natural. But the purpose of these sorts of torsos is to fit precisely the anime body pillow proportions. So this might look familiar to you. I reviewed a similar anime body pillows to scale torso called Paola. So Maya, unlike Paola, is a little bit more realistic. Her body, her waist is a little bit wider. Her breasts are a little bit proportional. I mean, she's still got big titties, you know, to scale, obviously, but she has a more realistic, natural body, whereas the Paola torso, which I will show you just as a reminder and to compare and contrast, Paola was more exaggerated. She was a skinnier in the middle, and she had, like, bigger proportional titties, so she was less realistic. Also, Maya is heavier. Maya is 20 pounds, whereas the Paola torso was 18 pounds. Now, it's only a 2-pound difference. You're not going to feel it because these are pretty small. They're pretty easy to move around. But just be aware, it's all about preference. So if you like the more exaggerated, kind of big ol' anime titties type of thing, maybe Paola's right for you. If you like the more natural, realistic type of proportions, Maya might be for you. So let's take a look. You have boobs. Obviously, now they feel solid, but they're a squishy solid. They're not like too firm or anything, as you can see. So they got a good squish to them. Everything looks really good for this torso. There's a skeleton inside, so you can pose the doll. I'll show you that in a minute. The legs work. You can lift the legs like this. Oops, sorry. They need to take a little bit of work to get open, and then you can open them up like that. So, and also the spine adjusts, so you can adjust, you can like lift the upper chest up or down in order to get like a more of a doggy style position. But there is a skeleton in this doll. It goes down the spine, and then at the kind of the hips, you have the open legs type of thing. So here, I'll show you that in a minute. So you can have the torso sit up like this. You can bend, here I'll show you, I'll bend the back. Show you what that looks like. Okay, so there you see with there's the back. Probably can't really see it like that. All right. See how I bent it in that position? So you can do that. You can also bend it the other way. And there you go. All right. So for this type of doll, depending on what kind of pillow you have, if you have a pillow where the image is kind of in the missionary position, for lack of a better term, you can lay the doll on its back. Now, if the image is in a doggy style position, like if the image on your pillow is in the doggy style position, then you can put the doll in the appropriate position as well. So everything works. Okay, so now you can see, I kind of just folded this up for you. You can see down into the vagina. The vagina has a very realistic texture. You can see the little bumps and grooves and whatnot. Pretty pretty common. Kind of, it's your basic realistic texture for the vagina. The butt is like obviously pretty tight. Can we even see into it? It's gonna be hard to see. I don't know. Okay. Well, can you see that? I can't really tell if you need a good look into that. It's pretty tight. Tight's understating it. It's very tight. All right. So there you go. So it has, again, very similar texture. It's ribbed. It's got, you know, studs and whatnot. So pretty standard. You got a more accommodating vagina. You have a tighter butthole. Pretty much what you'd expect. Now, if you notice, the butthole's kind of weird. Like, the butt cheeks don't close over the butthole. The butthole's just kind of exposed and slightly open, which is a little bit weird. I've seen this on other toys, too. I'm not really sure why. But yeah, the butthole's like kind of off by itself. Normally, the butthole would kind of have a crack like this, and you'd have to spread the butt cheeks, but this one, the butthole's just kind of hanging out. Whatever. All right, well, let's do a jiggle test. Okay, see the jiggle? I mean, they're squishy, they're firm, they're solid. So they don't jiggle as much as if it were hollow or if it had gel in it. It has more of a solid. All right, let's look at the butt. Okay, so the butt, almost no jiggle, very little, almost none. I mean, she doesn't really have much of a butt. Like, let me show you her side. You can see on the side, not really much butt there. Very little butt, but you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. I do have a previous torso I've reviewed, which is also the same proportions as the Anime Body Pillow kind of size. So let me show you that. So this is Maya. We're going to compare her to another torso. All right, this is the Paola torso. Now, the main things that make it stand out, the waist is much thinner, much less realistic. This torso, although it seems like the breasts are bigger, the breasts are actually pretty small. They're basically the same size as Maya's breasts, but the torso is angled much more sharply, much more exaggerated. And this gives the Paola torso a much more exaggerated look. So let me just show you the sides. You can also see the Paola torso has a much more pronounced butt. So the proportions are more exaggerated. You got a pronounced butt. You have seemingly bigger titties, even though they're the same size, and a much skinnier waist. So let me show you these side by side. Okay, so on the left, here's the Paola torso. On the right is the Maya torso. The Paola torso, again, the breasts are actually smaller. See, when I'm looking at them side by side, the Paola torso looks like it has bigger breasts, but it actually has smaller breasts. It's just that the torso is much more narrow, so it makes the breasts look bigger. The Paola torso also has a much more, like, aggressive clitoris. That's the only word I could think of. Like, look how high the clitoris goes compared to Maya. So it's just different. The Maya torso is more realistic. The waist is more realistic. The breasts have a more proportional look to them. The Paola torso looks like, you know, I mean, it's great for what it is. Like, they're going for the anime look. So, you know, big butt, big tits, skinny waist. But it's also proportional to the body pillow proportion. So even though it looks like it's got these huge titties and a big ass and a skinny waist, it's actually pretty small. The Maya is similarly sized. It's proportional to the anime body pillow, but it has more realistic proportions. And there's only 2 pounds difference. Paola weighs 18 pounds. Maya weighs 20 pounds. So for only 2 pounds, you're getting what I think is more realistic. I think I prefer the Maya over the Paola. It's proportional to the pillow. So you're getting that. It's more realistic. It just looks better. It looks more real. This one looks kind of like a Barbie doll. It's a very exaggerated look. Now, if you're into that, if you are into an exaggerated, huge anime titties, big butt, the whole nine yards, like this is what your waifu looks like, then you definitely want to get that one. But I personally think this one's better. I think just the look. Now, as far as it feels and how it functions, they're the same. They're dolls with skeletons and functional vaginas and butts, you know what you're getting. So really, it all comes down to taste. Do you want the more realistic or do you want the more exaggerated? That's all it is. That's the only difference between the two. Price, they're about the same. Now, Maya weighs more, so she costs a little bit more, but I have a coupon code, which is going to pretty much even that out. So really, the choice between these two dolls, if you're looking for a doll for your body pillow, the only difference really comes down to style. So, I mean, just if you have an anime body pillow waifu and you want a doll to interact with, a life-size doll isn't going to work because it's too big for the image on the pillowcase. So that's where these sorts of dolls come in. So just pick the one which works for you, which fits your vision of what your waifu looks like, and now you'll have a doll to pair with your anime body pillow that you can interact with. And it does missionary, it does doggy style, does all the stuff you need, and allows you to interact with the body pillow in a completely different way rather than just cuddling it or dry humping it, you know? So that's what this is for. They're about $300, like $200 to $300, depending on how much they weigh and stuff like that, which is proportional to what you're getting. So a full-size sex doll like Celestina is $2,000. But you're getting, you know, a life-size doll with heads and arms and everything. You remove the arms and the head and the legs, you're talking about maybe $600 for a life-size torso. But now we're talking about a smaller one for an anime body pillow. These are going to run about $200 to $300. You get what you pay for. If this is what you're looking for, these are good. These are very good torsos. Well, anyway, so again, this is the Maya torso. This is for a more realistic kind of anime body pillow waifu. But as you can see, it blends seamlessly with the image on the pillowcase. So if you have an anime body pillow like this and you're looking for a doll to interact with, thank you, Sohimi, for sponsoring this video and for sending me this torso. Remember the coupon code in the description, save 15%. It's good for the whole site. So if there's a different torso that you like or a different toy you're interested in, you can use the coupon code for anything on the site. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. This is Turtle Flingy Monkey, and I'll see you next time.